guys. I appreciate it. I'm going to actually start off real quick with a prayer. And so I'd like you to join me if you would, please. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you. We thank you for all that gather here. We thank you for all those that are online as well. We thank you for the teachings that you give us, Lord, and I pray that we can live up to them. I pray, Lord, as well that as we absorb what you teach us, Lord, that we don't keep it to ourselves, but we share and do the things that you ask us to. I pray that we can be obedient, Lord, and not just that, Lord, but not be afraid as well. We thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So today I'm actually going to be speaking a little bit about in Jeremiah. And it's 7:21, 8 through 3. So if you want to open up your Bibles or devices, whatever you have. The thing that I've learned, and I'm basically going to kind of go over this with you guys, only because I found it quite interesting, and I really enjoyed learning about this. And Jeremiah, to me, was one who's kind of fascinating, only because he was told by the Lord that he was actually born for this time, you know, for a time as this. And he was asked to go out, and, well, basically, he said he knew, the Lord knew who he was, and he set him before, he knew him within the womb. And so something that kind of hits on this as well is that when people talk about that children before they're born, that they are nothing, which basically is a lie, okay? And a lot of people will go out, and forgive me for this, and I'm not trying to cause any trouble, but we cannot go out and abort babies. I don't care what people say, you just cannot do that, because we are known and we are perfectly made, and we are formed by his hand. And that's what it says. It says we are formed by his hand. So, what's that? Oh, anyways, so we got to take this to heart. You know, each and every one of you has met somebody or has been invited into somebody's life, you know, we're basically set in front of somebody because they're important to the Lord. So he's, you know, I've learned this a long time ago, that the person that's in front of you is the most important person in the world, you know, and the next person you meet is the next most important person in the world. So everybody's important. You know, we all matter, okay? So that's basically where I'm taking it from there. You know, Jeremiah was told and commissioned by the Lord to go out and speak and warn. So there's a warning that he's given to the people. And man, what I learned about this man was quite interesting. He went through a lot of trials. He was basically tried because he was obedient. And if anybody knows, when you give yourself to the Lord and you try to be obedient, trials come. And they come pretty hard. You know, nobody says when you become a Christian and you give yourself to the Lord that it's going to be a cakewalk. If they told you that, it's a lie. You know, I've lived through a lot of trials, and we're going to continue to go to the day we die. You know, we just can't give up. But the thing that that was interesting here is in Jeremiah, it talks about the hardening of people. You know, the people in that time, they hardened their hearts. He even said that their heads were like rock. I mean, I don't know if that's where it came of hard-headed, but, you know, it's one of those things that I was thinking about this morning as I was praying and asking the Lord. It's like, you know, how am I going to present this? How am I going to do this properly and get to people? And it's just kind of funny how, you know, we use terms and we think about back in the day when, you know, where did these terms come from? Well, it must have came from that, because when people were hard-headed, it means that you couldn't get through to them. And no matter how hard Jeremiah tried, he tried to warn people. He warned the kings. You know, he did everything he possibly could, and he was beaten. He was, you know, he was thrown in stocks. He was, you know, drug out. And he kept on throughout his whole life. He kept on. And in that sense, it's kind of a guideline for us. You know, what are we doing, you know, as people? I mean, every one of us has a child, an uncle, an aunt, somebody that we know that has turned against the Lord. And he doesn't say to stop. He doesn't say to beat them down. He just says, basically, love on them. Even when he was hanging in, in the cage, I guess what it was, you know, and he was still preaching. And what do we hear? What do we see that at? Even the Lord had preached. Even John preached from the prison. You know, it's like no matter where we see people, Noah was mocked for preaching, you know, while he was building a ship, you know, this big boat, you know, the ark. And nobody listened until it was too late. We can't let people get to that point where it's too late, you know. And that's where I'm gathering all this from, is because it takes me to so many different stories in the Bible that we've listened to or we've heard of or we've read. You know, back in the day, they went by, you know, they had Torah, and that's basically all they had was just Torah. We actually have a book that tells us, you know, that we have an instruction book here to help us out with, you know, life situations. You know, what's coming, what happened. We have a history book, we have a present book, and we have a future book. It's all in one, you know, and it's there for us to you know, it's a guideline. You know, it tells us to pass on the knowledge that we gain to the little people, to our children, our, you know, grandchildren, you know, the people in church, you know, to our friends, nieces, nephews. You know, we're supposed to pass this knowledge on. And when I gathered this from Jeremiah, he kept on. He kept pressing. You know, he was a man that was diligent. And even though he went through trials, he kept on. It never tells us to give up. And that's what I noticed about this man. He didn't give up. Even though people had turned away from the Lord, he kept warning them, hey, this is going to happen. You know, tells the kings, this is going to happen. He's telling the priests, this is going to happen. You know, and it's like, and you wonder why he cries, because he's known as the weeping prophet, you know, and he speaks out. I mean, I think I would cry too if I saw children being burned and sacrificed, you know, and yet today, children are still being sacrificed. I don't care what people say, when they're aborting children, that's under sacrifice. Back then, they were doing it to Baal. You know, and who are they doing it to now? It's still the same. You know, so nothing's changed. It's just we try to dumb things down to basically society has taken and basically watered down everything so we can accept it. He never once says, the Lord never once says to accept this. You know, so that's why I gather this is, you know, the Lord has basically just put in my heart to just basically warn others. And he keeps telling us to keep warning people. That's what he's done. And the Lord has never told us to stop, you know, until the end of time, until our time. We never know what the end of days is going to be like. I don't know if my end of days is going to be today or tomorrow. You know, none of us know that. We're not promised anything. You know, here he even promised that he would give them a good life. All they had to do was repent. And they still didn't listen. You know, it's like, come on, folks. You know, is it that simple? But yet, he gave his word to them, and they wouldn't turn. You know, the Lord tells us now, basically, to go out to all the world and make disciples, to teach, do it in love. You know, we had Christ come back down. He even sent his own son to come down and talk to us and teach us, you know, in person, you know, and warn us and be a guide and to be an example on how to live. He even gave us teachings on how to live, you know, and still people turned away. It's like He sends you somebody that was so important to him, his own personal son, and yet, what do? You know, we turn our back on him. So, I guess the warning today is basically this. You know, he's telling us to repent. He's telling us to turn our hearts over to them, to him. You know, he told them back then, turn away from your old wicked ways. Turn to me. And that's what the message is today, was basically how I gather. And I know I dissected and split it a little bit of everything that I could. But I feel in my heart that the Lord is telling us, today's the day, man. You know, we got to just stop and listen. You know, we are not promised anything other than, you know, eternity with him. And that's what he wants. He wants us to spend eternity with him. You know, he loves us, and he wants to spend time with us. We're valuable to him. You know, each and every one of you are valuable. And are we going to go through trials? Yeah, it's going to continue. But you know, he teaches us how to battle. You know, reading in the about Jonathan, I think it's Jonathan. Anyways, he goes up and he's battling with his armor bearer, and they go up and they take a hill with about the size of a half acre. And he says, he's praying, is like, we cannot lose because they're going to take over, And so he goes up and he battles with one man. And the one man says, if the Lord told you, then I'll be by your side. I'll be there. You know, each and every one of us needs somebody by our side, a friend, somebody we can depend on, our battle buddy, somebody we can be accountable to. And, and somebody that'll push us as well. And so I honestly believe that the Lord is telling us, don't stop, keep fighting, because the battle is already won. We read through the book. In the end, it says he wins. And those of us who believe know in the end, as long as we do our part, we win. So I want to thank you guys so much for allowing me to speak. But today, let today be the day that you guys turn yourself over to the Lord. Don't hold back anymore. Don't listen to society. All they're going to do is drag you down, because the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's his goal. And he's trying to take over our country. He's trying to take over the world. And the more that we give in to this, we lose. We lose our children. We lose those that we care about. And so, I just want to say thank you guys for this opportunity. And I just want to say I love you guys. And have a wonderful day. May the Lord bless you.